you know, back then it was fairly just mainly black and white.
So now what's it like?
Now, I'd say the majority of the minority in Roswell now is Hispanic. You even go on certain major highways in Roswell, like Highway 9. If you ride down, you know, the strip on Highway 9, you see businesses that are in Spanish. You see everywhere you turn, you see Hispanic people, you know, in the job force. You see kids, you know, going to school, my old school, Mimosa Elementary School, and even Crabapple Middle School. You see a lot of Hispanic kids going to those schools, like getting off the school bus, getting on the school bus. It's mainly Hispanic. I think that's a good thing. I mean, I know not a lot of people don't necessarily agree with that because they think they may be here illegal. I'm speaking of Hispanics, but I mean, I look at it as, you know, diversity. Roswell wouldn't be what it is now if it didn't accept diversity. And I think that, you know, accepting diversity is a good thing. And Roswell accepts diversity better than any other town I know in the state of Georgia that I've been to anyway. And if that needs to continue, people have to have a tolerance of accepting, I think. And that's one thing I think our black community has to work on too. It's more tolerance, accepting, and getting along better with the Hispanic community, because if we work together, I think we can make strides in this city. So, I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I like focusing on diversity because I love diversity. I wish this whole planet could be more diverse and understanding, because when you see what's happening in other parts of the country and even the world, you know, people don't like each other just the fact that they're a different color, or the texture of their skin or whatever like that. You know, if people took a page out of the book in Roswell and realized, hey, we all just people, we can all get along and we can work together, you know, I think it'd be a lot better place. That's why I don't think I can ever leave Roswell. It's if I go anywhere else in places I've already been, it's nothing like Roswell.
That's interesting. So that was cool what you were saying. It's just a little turn of a little bit. When it comes to, I guess, shopping or just, you know, I guess going to the barber shop, you know, in your case or something like that, do you have to leave Roswell to do that?
No. I don't have to leave Roswell. Actually, there's a Super Walmart right across the street from my house. I can go there just practically for anything of, you know, retail that I have to buy, as far as groceries, accessories, toiletries, something like that. You know, I can just go right across the street. Restaurants, it's a lot of nice restaurants in Roswell. A lot of people from actually all over the, you know, metro area come to some of the restaurants in Roswell. They'll drive like 40, 50, 60 miles to come to some of the restaurants in Roswell. That's how nice they are. I guess mainly everyday life things that I need, I feel like I don't have to leave the city of Roswell at all, because it's all here. And that's a good thing, because gas prices nowadays is just too much to drive all the way downtown or drive, you know, even like nearby towns, you know, just to get what you need. And it's a nice thing to know that, you know, everything's here in Roswell.
How about 10 or 15 years ago? Was this the same?
No, I don't think so. 10 or 15 years ago, if you want to have, like, you know, something particular, like as far as like, you know, clothes or particular type of shoes, something like that, you would have to drive to Atlanta to get it, or you have to drive like, you know, the Marietta or, you know, Norcross or, you know, anyone else town, Chamblee, Decatur, something like that, or, you know, Smyrna. But now it's totally different. You know, a lot of those stores, you know, have the same stores in Roswell. And